Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
U.S. officials say Florida's lawsuit against the federal government over conditions for cruise lines to resume sailing could threaten plans to restart cruising in Alaska. The state of Florida sued the Biden administration to throw out requirements called a conditional sailing order that were imposed on cruise lines before they can sail in U.S. water for the first time since March of 2020. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that Congress effectively ratified the conditional sailing order when it passed a law last month to let large cruise ships resume trips from Washington State to Alaska this summer. But according to this report, if Florida wins an injunction blocking the CDC order, it would end cruising in Alaska for the season, according to lawyers for the agency. They say because the bill pushed by Alaska's Republican congressional delegation hinges on the CDC order being in effect. And several cruise lines already have announced plans to sail here to Alaska with vaccinated crew members and passengers starting in a few weeks. Alaska estimates that cruising contributes $3 billion a year to the state's economy. Alaska and Texas, another state with a sizable cruising industry, sided with Florida early in the case. Florida Governor DeSantis said,
"We don't believe the federal government has the right to mothball a major industry for over a year, based on very little evidence and very little data."
Alaska's Attorney General's office complained in a court filing this week about the CDC's, quote, "constantly morphing orders, restrictions, and guidance for large cruise ships." Federal lawyers also said in a filing that granting Florida's wish to block the CDC's regulation of the cruising restart would undermine public confidence in cruising, particularly in the state of Florida, which is publicly battling with the industry over its own laws. And that was a reference to concern among cruise lines that a state law signed by the governor in Florida would prohibit the companies from requiring that passengers be vaccinated against COVID-19. The federal judge overseeing Florida's lawsuit against the Biden administration ordered both sides into mediation, which failed to end the standoff. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources reports that Helgi Eng joined the Department of Natural Resources earlier this week as the director of the Division of Forestry and Alaska State Forester after spending 21 years at California's Forest Management and Wildfire Fighting Agency. At the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, Eng was the Deputy Director for Forestry since 2015, previously spending 2 years as Assistant Deputy Director for Resource Protection, 9 years as State Forests Program Manager, and 3 years as State Forest Biometrician for the department. DNR Commissioner Corey Feige said state foresters in Alaska and California share similar challenges in fighting wildfire to protect lives and property and similar opportunities in managing vast forest resources to benefit industry, wildlife, and recreation. We're fortunate to have Helgi Eng bring his experience north to Alaska to lead our Division of Forestry in its continued success in achieving these goals on behalf of Alaskans. In Alaska, Eng will direct a staff of about 264 employees charged with two major missions. The division's fire and aviation program protects life, property, and other values at risk from wildland fire on about 150 million acres of state, municipal, and private lands, including federal lands by agreement. The program plays a role in emergency management activities, including incident management teams essential to effective prompt response to disasters of all types in Alaska and other western states. The division's Forest Resources Program provides a sustainable wood supply to the forest industry and public and commercial forestry practice oversight on private, municipal, and state land under state law. State timber sales are the primary source of wood for local sawmills and value-added wood product manufacturers in most of Alaska and an important source of woody biomass producing heat and electricity for rural Alaskans. Eng said, "It's been a dream to serve as a state forester and an opportunity to take on this role in a state as big, wild, and free as Alaska was one I could not pass up." A southern Utah man will spend 30 years behind bars for murdering his wife on a cruise ship off the coast of Alaska. The U.S. Attorney for the state of Alaska announced that Kenneth Manzanares was sentenced for the 2017 death of his wife, Christy. He pled guilty to second-degree murder last year. Investigators said Manzanares beat his wife severely following an argument at the cruise ship room. Manzanares was arrested and tried in Alaska following her death.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.